The purpose of the gathering today is to alert the international community about an impending genocide in southern Cameroon. Southern Cameroonians joined French Cameroon in a plebiscite, and that plebiscite was violated. The International Court of Justice has said in the case of Kosovo versus Serbia that estranged partners cannot be forced to remain in a broken marriage. Since 1993, when we started fighting for our separate independence, 43 nations have been accepted into the concert of nations. So we Southern Cameroonians are asking for the intervention of the international community for there to be a peaceful separation between us and French Cameroon.
Why do you say this when, in fact, we have Southern Cameroonians or Anglophone Cameroonians who are in the current government? Why do you still want to separate?
Those are traitors. Those are people who do not have self-esteem, like Ephraim Enoni, who was claiming to be a prime minister. He's now in jail without any trial. We have a dictatorship in Cameroon. Southern Cameroonians who are not proud of their British parliamentary heritage go into French Cameroon and they are given the short end of the stick. They are put in jail where they belong because they have sold their nationhood. We have a country, Southern Cameroon, with access to the sea, with resources, with a population. We are larger than more than 15 other countries in Africa. So this is very important that people should realize that Southern Cameroonians are a nation. We have more than 7 million people, the most educated people in the country, the most fertile lands in Cameroon, the only oil refinery in the country. We are a nation.